Now, LC, you know, this has been kind of a unique morning, and so I've got one more thing to say. If you guys could just grab your seat, we built in time, so they got a big clock for me in the back so I don't talk too long. But we just got one more thing that we wanted to share. Thank you, worship team. Can we give it a hand for our worship team? Both that's here, and for those of you that are the members, you know, you're here, you're not leading this week, but you're here and serve. Thank you. These guys work tirelessly to serve and to help us enter into worship. These are not just the people that lead worship, but they're the lead worshipers, that they're up here worshiping while they're leading us, and so I'm so thankful for their hearts. So one more thing, if I could, just for a minute. You know, it's important that we worship God. It's important that we serve God. It's important that we give to God. And the way that we do all of that is through our body. You know, we talked about in the Suit Up series about how we are a spirit, and that our spirit, the eternal spirit that God has in us, is just living in this fleshly tent. It's living in this earth suit, this earth vessel made of dirt, right? That's where we live. And so I could preach a whole sermon, but I don't have time to talk about how the Bible tells us that we need to take care of this tent, that we need to take care of this temple that the Holy Spirit lives in. And so I've been praying for the last couple weeks, and God has been speaking to me and convicting me about some things in my own life and in my own walk. And so I wanted to just take a minute of the service to talk about another way that we worship, another way that we can give to God. You know, if you were to look back at photos of me throughout my life, you could tell when I was stressed out. You could tell when I was overwhelmed. You could tell when I was anxious, because in my closet, I have two sets of clothes. I have thin, everything is okay, Trustin, and then I have stressed out, I'm freaking out, Trustin, with the bigger clothes. And so it's kind of a heavy subject, but I want to be transparent with you as a church this morning about a season that I've been in. You know, there's something that happens. You go, like, you turn into an adult at, like, I don't know, mid-20s, but then there's somewhere that you become like an adult, and that happened to me like 4 or 5 years ago. Once I had kids, I became like an adult, and the pressure in that and the stress of that and the you know, the responsibility of leading, I began to manage my stress improperly. Don't worry, I'm not like resigning or anything. Don't worry, right? But I began managing that stress improperly, and a lot of it I did through my diet. And I think that a lot of times that pastors won't talk about this issue because it's kind of like the unspoken thing that, like, we can't do all of this stuff, but this thing we can do when nobody's watching because it doesn't say anything about cheeseburgers in the Bible. And so for me, it's became something that God started to convict me about that I need to be very intentional in. I talk a lot and I preach a lot about authority, about how God has created us to have authority in life, authority over the problems, about how God said in Genesis that he created man and woman to have dominion, to live with dominance over difficulties in life. And I walk in a lot of authority, but God began to convict me about this area of my own health that I don't walk in authority in, that I'm fighting this battle without faith. And so while we're walking through Ephesians 6 and I'm preaching to you, God is preaching to me, that's usually how it happens, and I'm talking about how everything physical and visible is preceded by something invisible and spiritual. And I'm up here preaching about authority, and God is punching me in the head about some things that I need to change in my life that I haven't been walking in authority in. And so I want to apologize to you as a church for not living in authority in all of those areas and for not giving the greatest example of how we need to live. That we need to be intentional about what we do, about what we eat, about where we give our time for us. And I know this is a super touchy subject. Trust me, I'm the one up here having to talk about it, right? But after praying about it, I just couldn't let it loose. I talked with Pastor Whitney this morning. I was like, are you sure? Maybe I just don't do it at all. She said, you've been talking about this. God's doing something in you. And so I just wanted to talk for just a minute about it. So I want you to hear my heart in it. For me, my diet has been a discipline issue, right? Is that I haven't instilled discipline in this area. But discipline is something we either put on ourselves or we receive discipline from an external source, right? While you're driving your car, you want to get somewhere fast, so you speed and you don't use discipline. But then a police officer sees you, pew, pew, and he pulls you over and he disciplines you with a ticket, right? That's what happens. And you know the same thing is true in our health, that either we discipline ourselves, right, and make the decisions we need to do, or we don't do that and then we go to the doctor someday and then we get a report of how now we're being disciplined from our own decisions. And so when I go to the doctor right now, the doctor tells me, Tristan, you're healthy as an ox. He has to skip horse and just go straight to ox. Thanks, doc. I really appreciate that. I don't have high cholesterol. I don't have high blood pressure, but I know that I'm not living within wisdom and I'm not being a good steward of this earthly tent that God has given me. And so praying about it, I just realized that, man, it's a discipline issue. Discipline is self-control. And I'm up here talking about the Holy Spirit last week and about how the Holy Spirit gives us fruits of the Spirit. And one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. And so this battle that I keep losing time after time after time is because I'm approaching it wrong. I'm approaching it from the flesh instead of approaching it from the Spirit. Then in the same way, you ever get mad and just want to cuss somebody out, but you don't do it because you have self-control? You know the same thing is true for cheeseburgers? For me? I'm talking to myself. I'm in a counseling session right now. Y'all just get to listen to my rambling, okay? And so the Lord started to convict me and say, Tristan, you have to apply self-control to all of these other areas of life. Don't just walk in victory here. He said, this is a complete work that I did on the cross. That Jesus already fought the battle for me, that I just have to walk into the authority that he's provided. So the Lord spoke to me and said, Tristan, you've got to instill some discipline. And when you're not living with discipline, that's just called immaturity. And so I realized, man, I'm living in immaturity. I'm being immature. Maturity, it enables you to be ready for the next thing. So if someone goes into high school with a fourth grade immaturity, they're going to have a problem, right? And so if you don't have the maturity, you may have everything else you need, but the maturity will stop you from succeeding at the next level. So the Lord started to speak to me and said, Tristan, your immaturity is going to hinder you from succeeding in all I want to do in your life at the next level. Again, I know this is super touchy, but I love you. Yeah. I love you. If I was like 180 pounds with a six pack, I probably wouldn't be talking about it. But I'm aware my jacket no longer buttons. This is real stuff, y'all. I'm having a problem, right? And so I prayed about it and said, God, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do? And he said a couple things. He said, well, Tristan, I want you to install some discipline in your life. With your diet, what you eat and how much you eat. I want you to install some discipline in your schedule. No one will ever be able to accuse me of not working hard. I'm the other end. I work too hard and don't take any time off. And when you don't have any time off, you're unable to rest. And so he told me another thing that you need to do is you need to be intentional about your sleep and intentional about your rest. And I'm thankful I have some friends here. I don't know if the Laceys are here in the service, but Clint asks me all the time, hey, you take a week off this week? I say no. And I kind of wear it as a badge of honor that I work hard, but who knows, that's disobedience. The Bible, God took a day of rest. God, I'm just a dude. And so I realized, man, I'm not resting, I'm not sleeping, I'm not giving to myself what I need to give. That's a lack of faith, because I think that what I accomplish in life is based on my power, not God's power. So see how my theology starts to confront what I'm doing. The sword is a sword. And I started getting sliced and diced while I'm preaching to y'all. And I realized, man, I have to make some changes in me. And so if you're anything like me, if you want to get into shape or start focusing on health, it's great to wait until Monday, right? Or it's great to wait until like after your birthday, or I'll do it at New Year's, right? And that's what we do. And so for me, I started to think about it, and we're getting ready to walk into the holiday season, October, November and December, which all it means for me is Thanksgiving, or Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, AKA chocolate, turkey, and all kind of pie for Christmas. And so over the last, 7 years, if you gain 10 pounds a year over these 3 months, and you do that 7 years in a row, you now realize that you've made some bad decisions and you haven't installed stewardship in your life. And so instead of me, and instead of us as a church, walking into October, November, and December, and all of us not focusing on our health and waiting, we're gonna launch an LC Health Challenge. In October, November, and December, that we're gonna focus on installing some discipline. and focus on gaining some maturity in this issue, not just in our own self-control, but in a Holy Spirit-empowered self-control, because the battle's already been won, y'all. It's just that we have to step into that victory now. And so we're going to do a couple things. Well, first, let me tell you this. It's not just about weight loss. It's not just about weight loss, because there's a lot of skinny, unhealthy people. I had a guy come up to me after service, and he said, thank you for that. He's skinny dude, skinny as a rail. He said, you know, I walked up two flights of stairs this week and got all out of breath. And so just because you're skinny doesn't mean this isn't for you, right? And just because you have some pounds to lose doesn't mean I'm only picking on you. Look at me. I'm the one up here having a problem, right? And so here's what we're going to do. October 1st through December 30th is going to be the LC Health Challenge. That in this month, we're going to be intentional. So on October 1st, we're going to start it. We're starting a brand new series. I'm super excited. October 1st, we're starting a series, a walk through Proverbs called I Pity the Fool, right? Little Mr. T. I'm super excited. And so that night, Sunday night, we're all going to meet together, Kath and Rose, and we're going to do a 5K. And some of us are going to run it, and some of us are going to walk it and try to not have a heart attack, right? And so here's the goal. The goal is we're going to do a 5K together as a church, not to win. Whoever wins owes me $20, right? It's not about winning. It's about you seeing where you are. How do I feel? How did I feel? Was I able to finish? Was I able to run? Was I out of breath? Was I sore for 3 days afterwards? We're going to figure out how we do when we start, and then we're going to be intentional over 3 months, and then on December 30th, that's a Saturday, Saturday morning, we're all going to meet together. We're going to do a 5K again, and we're going to improve. That's health. We're going to make some positive direction so that over these holidays where we usually go the wrong direction, we're going to say, shut up, devil, and we're going to go the right direction. And then how amazing does it feel on January 1st to then walk into a new year already having a victory? Not walking and going, oh man, I just ate myself out of house and home in over Christmas and over Thanksgiving. And so we're gonna have the 5K, and you know, we can feel a little overwhelmed with it and feel like we don't know what to do, so we've got a couple tools that we wanna give. On September 24th, that's a Sunday, not next Sunday, but the following Sunday, we're gonna offer a class for you. My friend Quintel, Wave Quintel, I already talked about him. He's a personal trainer in our church. We've got a handful of other personal trainers in the church. Quintel's gonna teach a class for us, and he's gonna talk about nutrition basics, and he's gonna talk about exercise basics. And it's just going to be an intro for you to kind of gain some knowledge and gain some things. And in there, he's going to be there with a couple other trainers who you can ask questions to one-on-one. You know, because sometimes we just need to ask somebody like, hey, this is going on, that's going on, what can I do? Can you help me with this? We want to equip you with that. But the other reason we're telling you 3 weeks early is so that you can come up with your plan. Because if I were like, say today, today's the launch of the health challenge, we're not ready. Like, I don't know about you, but I need to get ready. So like, if you need to buy a gym membership, you got 3 weeks. If you want to hire a personal trainer, you got 3 weeks. If you want to go buy a whole bunch of vegetables, you got 3 weeks. Like, whatever you want to do, right? Okay, we've got some time. We can come up with a plan. Because if you don't have a, if you don't plan, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail, right? And so we have to come up with a plan. And there's 1,000 ways to skin a cat, right? Some people tell you only eat vegetables. Red meat will kill you, right? The vegans. Then there's other people that tell you, oh, you got to eat paleo and keto, and all you can do is eat protein and fat sources, right? And this will help. So like, there's 1,000 different ways, and you could get on Netflix and watch scientific documentaries about both, and they're probably both true. So I'm not a scientist. I don't know which one is best for you, but you got 3 weeks to figure out what you're going to do. Are you going to do cardio, or are you going to lift weights? Are you going to do both? I don't know. But you've got 3 weeks to come up with a plan, and then all together, we're going to step into a season where we're focusing on instilling some discipline, not getting skinny. This is not a skinny 3 months. This is a disciplined 3 months. Where we say, we're going to instill this in our lives. So here's the goal for us as a church. Ready? That as a church, over these next 3 months, together, we're going to collectively lose 1,000 pounds. How about that? So all of us are going to do our part. All of us are going to put in the work. And then we're going to see God do something amazing in our families, in our health, and in our church. And what a great testimony. What a great testimony to the people that you work with, that you couldn't do it on your own, but through the power of God that you were able to accomplish something you couldn't do. One last thing is this. I prayed a bunch about this over the last couple weeks, and I felt like the Lord spoke something to me that's a prophetic word for us as a church, and it's this. You're not who you were a year ago. You're not who you were a year ago. You might have tried this last year and couldn't do it, but you're not who you were a year ago. The person who failed a year ago is not you anymore. that you have grown in your relationship with God. You've grown in your own confidence. You've grown understanding that you can walk in authority. You've learned how to suit up, right? You're not who you were a year ago. And so old you might have failed, but the new you is about to see victory. And so let's get intentional. Over the next 3 weeks, let's get a plan. And so we can come in on that Sunday. Did I just talk about the weigh-in? Okay, so on that Sunday, on October 1st, we're gonna come in and we're gonna give you the opportunity to have a weigh-in, right? We're gonna have Quintel and some other trainers that'll be in the classroom. You can come in and they're gonna do a weigh-in for you. They're gonna do some real simple measurements, non-invasive measurements that are gonna help you know where you started. And then after that, we're gonna put you in a swimsuit and take your picture. And if you don't meet your goal, we're gonna put it on the internet, right? Just kidding, we're not doing that. We're not doing that. It would work though, wouldn't it? That would work. You would be so motivated. So that's not what we're doing. It's just gonna be, hey, come in, check your weight, October 1st. You have a little bit of accountability because we're doing it together. And then 3 months later, you get to come in and see how good you did. And then in January, we have a great starting point to continue with our goals. So let's do it. Last time, if you had a bad last time, that doesn't mean that you're gonna have a bad this time, right? You've gotta change your what if. What if? Your what is determines your what if, and your what if determines your what's next. And so you've gotta say, what if? What if I did it this time? What if I got involved? What if I didn't give up? What if I really did change my life? Then what's next would be different. Let me pray for you. God, I thank you for your love. And I thank you, God, for a church that allows me to talk about where I am and I hope still loves me. And God, help us. Help us, God, as we fight all of these different battles in life, as we come against all these different difficulties, Lord, that we would know that you are with us and that you are for us. And Father, you tell us in your word that you are not a God of condemnation, but that you're a God of love. So this message is not to bring to condemn anyone, but it's so that together as a body of your of the church that we could be healthy together. We love you, Lord. In your name, we all said, amen. Amen.